Novell Open Audio brings you BrainShare from the Tech Lab.
One of the things a lot of people don't know about is that the Linux desktop, the Linux client is showing up in a lot of different form factors. It's not just about office workers. It's not just about productivity workers and things like that in the workplace. It's showing up in a lot of different areas. And we've got Jim Witcock and we've got Court Outerkirk with us right now in the Tech Lab doing some demos on a couple different form factors for Linux. And guys, what are you guys showing off here in the Tech Lab?
Two things. One is our point of service application, which is main, which we built with IBM, that was built for specifically retail customers. When they have when they want to go to the point of service where a customer will buy something at the store, they want to be able to put out there a single function, single purpose kind of workstation that the checker, who is not accustomed to doing a lot of knowledge working and things like that, just they can select the menu items or things in which they want to pull off, and just have a single purpose for that system. On the thin client side, that is basically for healthcare services, manufacturing, for other applications such as that, where it as well is a single purpose, single kind of function thin client solution. Banking uses this extensively for their tellers and things like that. So those are the two applications which we're showing right now.
Okay, and when we talk about this point of service thing, is it mainly just cash registers? Are there other form factors on what kind of things it can be used for, or is it just the sales counter?
The sales counter is the most common, but we've got a lot of different places we've got these. I mean, we've got companies that have these on their manufacturing floor. We've got kiosks in universities and labs in universities, even in elementary schools where they've got workstations for their students to work on.
Is it, perhaps for a person who travels a lot, like I get on planes every once in a while, is this also the kind of form factor that we see, like when we do the automated check-in at the desk at the airport and that kind of thing as well?
Exactly, and we even have companies in train stations in Germany, you know, that do this kind of thing also.
Okay, great.
Delta Airlines, if you've ever used Delta Airlines before, they have the kiosks out in front, and those are the kind of machines in which we put stuff on.
That particular form factor is what Linux can do then.
That's correct.
Okay, and as far as thin client goes, Court, let's talk about what a thin client means. What kind of hardware are we actually talking about that makes it thin?
We have a Wyze computer right here that's running in, I believe it's 128 megabytes memory. It has no hard drive. It has no fan in it. There's no moving parts in it at all. And basically,
so I can just throw it off the counter right now, right?
That's correct.
It's
very small.
Okay, and what's it boot from? If it doesn't have a hard drive, where's it getting its operating system?
It does a Pixie boot across the internet to a branch server, and downloads the image that is appropriate for that specific piece of hardware, and boots from the server that's across the net.
Oh wow! Okay, so then you don't have as many parts to break inside the machine, but it sounds like also you don't have that whole operating system got corrupted thing that can happen on an individual machine with a hard drive that it's booting from.
That's correct. And we also lock down the workstation as well, so that users that walk up, they can't get into it, they can't get out of the application. It is fixed function so it doesn't get corrupted.
Now, Windows can do these same kind of things, right? So why would somebody go with a Linux machine? Why wouldn't somebody just stick with Windows, since that's what everybody knows, apparently.
You ever heard about viruses, things like that, that Windows machines are particularly susceptible to? And so those kind of corruptions, those kind of Trojan horses or viruses and things like that is one purpose. Another purpose is we can create a very small image that can go into one of these machines and boot across the net as well, and cost as well.
Okay, so you got cost is your third thing you guys are mentioning, though. You got resilience is one of the things, resilience to various types of things like viruses, attacks, whatever. And then also, what was the third one on that?
I'm a bad person
at summarizing.
Windows is notorious for how much hardware power they actually need to run anything. Yeah. And we can run a lot more stuff on
small things. So you got lighter weight
stuff. One of the boxes we've got over here is a machine that was like 5 years old. It was sitting in the surplus area. The hard drive was broken. We just brought it out and stuck a CD-ROM in it, and now it's got a couple more years of utility.
Oh, awesome. Great. Yeah. Guys, thanks very much for your time. Thanks for the quick overview.
You bet. Thanks, Dad.